At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome. Yep, call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. And first, I want to start off by saying thank you to this next caller who sent me a very nice birthday card. I appreciate it. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is I'm concerned about President Trump's security during this trip to the Middle East. And I'm sure they have the top people working on it. But all it would take would be one lunatic suicide bomber to throw himself, you know, into the crowd or whatever, and boom. And I don't really understand why at this point in time when the world is on fire that they're sending the president over to the Middle East. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I think security has been an issue, certainly for this president and as a candidate as well. We'll dig into that a little bit further coming up. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, welcome back, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is Kamala Harris's and Joe Stumble Up the Steps Biden's feeble attempt recently to try to renew the spirit in the Democrat Party. I mean, it's like they're going on some kind of rock the country tour, like a concert tour. I mean, even Gene Simmons and Kiss knew how to hang it up after 50 years. These people belong in the ash heap of history, like Leonid Brezhnev said. That's what's bugging me. They pretend to be relevant.
Yeah. And at least Kiss had talent at some point.
That's
anyway,
true.
For
yeah.
sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Tell you what's bugging me is that the hypocrisy of Disney. The same company that launched the campaign of the Don't Say Gay bill, which did not say gay in it whatsoever, is now, they said it was all about human rights. Now, because of money, they're going to open a facility over in Dubai, a country that if you're a homosexual or a lesbian, they will cut your head off. Disney needs to do the right thing and cancel this deal and give up the money to support their alphabet crowd and human rights. That's what's bugging me.
That's a great point on that one, Wayne. Appreciate it. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. How are y'all this morning? I tell you what's bugging me is the demo rats are not fleeing the ship quick enough. I know we're just over 100 days. Pam Bondi's out there doing what she's doing. But, you know, when Ilhan makes comments like she did, you know, those are treasonous comments, and I think the accountability needs to be there. We all know there's a many that need to be in shackles right now and handcuffed and walked away. But it seems like we're dragging our feet a little bit, and I just don't want this to cost us voters when it comes down to it. So that's just what's bugging me. I'm ready to start seeing some get behind bars. Y'all have a good morning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we all think the same way about, you know, when are we going to have this perp walk and – You know, and I hope that, you know, the Democrats don't do well in the midterms because they certainly haven't done anything to deserve winning any seats.
No, you just got to look over the last 4 years and everything they have done, tried to do to this country, not for our country, to this country, they don't deserve a shot.
But anybody that, you know, thinks that, you know, Trump is good for America and can do a good job, he's got to have backing.
Yes.
So you, because he's not on the ballot, you can't all of a sudden forget about him. If you want to get stuff done, mm-hmm. and that's why you voted for him, he's going to need support personnel, as in people in Congress. All right. Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. The Newark Airport, one of the major hubs in the United States, and it's falling apart at the seams. Equipment keeps failing. Lives are in danger. And the current administration's only answer to that is to blame the prior administration. Whereas the prior administration put $240 million towards that problem, and the current administration, when they were in office before, put $0 toward that problem.
Yeah, I mean, obviously what's going on there is completely unacceptable. They've had, like, screens going blank.
Yep.
And it's dangerous. It's been dangerous. It's a very busy, airspace.
Right. And while you might like to be very specific of which ones you think did and didn't, this is not just a 5, 10, 15, 20-year-old problem. This
right.
is a decades-old problem.
And it's not just Newark. They've got dated equipment in locations all over the place. So, don't think I wasn't thinking about it when I was flying out of Philadelphia, which their airspace can very close to Newark. Almost, I think it almost butts up against each other, really. And
but you got to wonder, why is it not? I don't care who's in office. It shouldn't even be a political thing. It's, you know, FAA, okay. You know, they get funded. You know, where is the leadership been within the FAA over these decades to not try to keep the technology up to date?
I don't have a good answer for that, but that's one of the things that, you know, the FAA is supposed to be looking out for the safety of the flying American public.
And if you want to talk budgets, okay, where does that budget come from? And whose lap is that in? So,
well, I can tell you, $35 for this bag, you know, so much for that bag. Food, you want food on the flight?
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Sit down and shut up.
Eat your chips. Come on.
We thought we had a good deal, and actually the experience going up was very good.
Yeah.
No frills, but that's fine. But, yeah, we still got nickeled and dimed, and at the end of the day, I don't know, if I'm going to travel anymore, I'm not going to look for the cheapest flight. I'm going to look for, you know, the carrier that has maybe the best track record. And even then, there's no guarantees, but I hate that nickel and dime crap.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
I know.
And maybe this FTC bill is going to help with some of that. Give us the price, whether it's a concert ticket or anything else.
Yes.
I'll get into that coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Monday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.